Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, and I'm so thrilled about our new guest today. And we have a wonderful show planned for you. We have Carol May, A Sacred Voice for the Light, and she has published a book. This is a new release, Working with Angels in Everyday Life. And she's just a wonderful person, and you're going to be so thrilled to hear from her and her angels. And I want to mention the music that you were just listening to was Peaceful Planet, which is being synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Bob Murray. You can hear more of Bob's great sounds that are being synthesized from John Lennon and George Harrison on his website at www.thestarsstillshine. And I want to also mention that we have some announcements here, and we usually do those at the start of the show. And basically, I want to mention that I am now offering channeled portraits. I am a portrait artist, and I do watercolors. And there's a beautiful watercolor of the Archangel Metatron posted on today's show page, which I encourage you to check out, as well as all of Carol's information. She's available online at lotusgrid.com. So just to make sure we have our connection, Carol, are you there with us?
I sure am. And I wanted to say out loud, I looked at that picture of Archangel Metatron, and the energy that emanates from it is just so sweet and so beautiful. I'm with you. I encourage everyone to get in touch with that, because as we know, the energies from the other dimensions are so available, you know, to bring us inspiration and blessings and energy and love and all those things. And it really works visually with the pictures that you do. They're very beautiful.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because it's almost as if Spirit designed our show today, Carol, because
right.
You know, I've been so preoccupied with so many projects lately, and I teach art history full-time, too. And so, you know, I thought at the last minute, oh, yeah, that painting of Archangel Metatron, I got to post that in honor of Carol's work, who, you know, Carol works with Archangel Metatron exclusively. And for those of you that don't know much about Archangel Metatron, he is standing right by the throne of God in divine center. And he is the highest of the archangels. And so Carol's going to be sharing all that great information from Metatron and what she has in her book on working with angels. And the other thing I just really resonate with you on, Carol, is the fact that you are such a grounded and highly accomplished person.
Well, thank you. That's a really important thing. So much of what I think is going on, at least this is what the angels actually talk to me about with the publication of the book, is that we want the, you know, communication between the dimensions to become so normalized that we all know that we're not alone and that we not only have one another to help us, but of course we have all our angelic helpers also, and that it's not something outside of ourselves. It is something extraordinary and very beautiful, but also very normal. That's the thing that really makes the difference. You know how when you learn something new and it's all exciting and wonderful, and then you integrate it into your life and you almost don't even give it a thought. It just normalizes. And that's really what I think Metatron, one of the things Metatron is trying to help us do, and all the angels, not just Metatron, all the angels trying to assist us in really feeling our own God self. And all the help that we have as a God self, other God selves, you know, other and angelic beings, that this is such a normal thing that we begin to relate to life and respond to life and respond to one another and respond to our own creativity, to to our problems and issues, but that we respond, you know, moment to moment from that sense of belonging, that sense of having lots of help and knowing we're always going to be helped exactly perfectly, you know, knowing that everything has a purpose, even if in the moment it seems confusing and weird to us, you know. But I think this, you know, normalizing of everything in every dimension kind of coming together into our conscious awareness, that's one of the really big planetary things. My experience with Metatron, and I actually work with lots of different angels, Metatron mainly works with me when there's some really huge, you know, planetary and human experiment or expedition that's getting ready to happen. Metatron says that he works from the 22nd dimension and is head of the archangels, actually, and has been working on this, the Lotus Grid Project, and getting the unfoldment of our higher selves in the current moment, that he's been working on that to have it manifest for about 100 years, and that we're in it right now. You know, we're in this incredible process that's actually affecting everyone. And you can tell we're all having so many ideas and so much energy going on inside of our life that it's just so empowering to take a minute to relax and take a breath and remember that there is purpose to all of this, even to how we relate to and handle, you know, the chaos, the chaotic things that are going on. And I know you had some music you wanted to play, too.
Yes, you know, it's so amazing the way Spirit has arranged this, because not only do we have the beautiful painting I did of Metatron, which was, I feel, inspired directly from him.
You know, absolutely.
He's the keeper of the Earth records, and I have him holding the Earth, and then he's kind of in cosmic center as well. So our Earth is being held by this angel at this time, and there's a lot of things going on with Ascension that we're going to get to in this interview, and we don't want you to miss it. But to set the mood, not only do we have art, we have music that's being composed on the other side, and very incidentally, and probably not coincidental, is the fact that recently Bob Murray, who channels this music, and then I work on the lyrics with Lennon and Harrison, two world greats who are working from the other side for Ascension now, these greats have given me some lyrics to a song that
Wonderful.
Is about Lotus opening. And Carolyn, it's all about the Lotus Grid opening. The song is called Lotus Opening. They must be on the same track as you, Carol. They have all the same project.
I think so.
We have here. And I am so thrilled to present to you this new song. And I want to mention, you know, that you should really tune into Bob's website. And when we're finished hearing the song, I'm going to read you the first set of lyrics that I've channeled from John Lennon. I haven't spoken to John in a long time, so these lyrics are very special. And then we're going to get into all that Carol has to share with us on the show. Her book is called Working with Angels in Everyday Life, and I want to encourage everyone to visit thelotusgrid.com right now as you listen to the song. If you could do that because you're already online, that would be great. So we're going to call for the song, Lotus Opening, by Bob Murray, as channeled by John Lennon. And we're back. And you were listening to a very special song that was written from the other side and is being transmitted to Earth to increase the love vibration. And it's called Lotus Opening. And you can hear it on Bob Murray's site at thestarsstillshine.com. And I want to share with you, before we go back to Carol's work, I want to read the lyrics to the song. And these are, this is just one set of one verse of the Lotus Opening. And I think it's so interesting that, this song happens to relate to her work called The Lotus Grid and Archangel Metatron. And we're going to get to that and find out more in just a minute. The lotus opens, beautiful and full, a shade of purple and orange. See what the creation is in this. Buddha and the sound of one hand clapping, as though the lotus opens in the heart for one and all, forevermore one. Buddha and the lotus open, opening slowly to see the beauty in everything. The lotus floats upon a pond, serene and beautiful, slowly showing what mankind could be without all the wars and killing. Instead, reverence for all life and children. You know what life can be, all good with no thought of destruction. This is the kind of love and peace that we intended back then. It's in the mind of all and God to live in peace and love before it's too late. The lotus opens slowly, the mind of all, to peaceful living in oneness and harmony over all the earth. And those words, by the way, are not mine. They are channeled from John Lennon. The great Lennon is adding his thoughts to all of these songs. They're actually being created by him and George on the other side and other musicians that participate as well. And then I'm in charge of this project of recording and transcribing the words, and Bob's in charge of the music, and it's a wonderful thing. And we're looking for a way to get this music out, so if you have any connections to producers that might want to tackle this project, you can email me at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. So anyway, Carol, I just am so thrilled that you are on the show talking about this same thing, this lotus opening and Archangel Metatron. And we have all this art and music to honor you today. What a thrill it is to get back with you on this topic.
Absolutely. I think that isn't this such a great example of how, you know, we all are part of this incredible circle, the beings on the other side, those of us in a body on this side, and all of us have our part, some in music, you know, some in taking care of their kids, some in selling houses, some in making art. It just, everything that each person does is so incredible. I was going to read just for a second. You can see this on my website. When Metatron contacted me in February of 06 in a dream, I get a lot of information from the beings in dreams. I'll express it by saying, well, they came and dreamed me last night, you know, and then because it'll feel like information is just known to me inside my body. I should say, you know, as an intro to that, that I've been talking to angels all my life because I came in as an empath, and so I remember being in the womb, and I remember being 3 months old, and et cetera. And a lot of that information about me and my early experiences is contained in the book, Working with Angels in Everyday Life. And just to say out loud, the book, the CDs that I've done, the website that you would go to, www.lotusgrid.com, the entire Lotus Grid project, which will be going on through 11-11-11, all of this has come through as a result of working with angels in everyday life for me, from Metatron, Archangel Michael, Raphael, all of the beings, and even Saint Germain, all the beings who have just sort of spoken to me and worked with me in such a normal, everyday way that it's become like the breath, you know? Just,
you know, it's amazing, Carol, that you can have this groundedness and be an everyday person, and yet your everyday experience is one of speaking to these ascended archangels, you know?
Right, that's true. That's true. I argue with them all the time, and sometimes, you know, people, my friends will hear me say, well, I just did something really ridiculous and stupid today, and I was providing the angels with their HBO entertainment because they were laughing at me, you know. So I very often have a feeling, you know, that this is truly an everyday thing. That's what I meant before. I think that is part of the reason that this is my part in the circle of what I have to offer, is to really remind us that we are all part of the same team. Now, these are the words that Metatron spoke to me, blessings and greetings, sweet one. You may know that the essence of each individual has been held tight in its bud like a lotus flower, only a few drops of essence energy spilling out so far like a sweet aroma for all to share. The time has come for the bud to unfold, he said. We have opened the dimensions, 4th through the 12th, with human help. And recently, we've been developing techniques to aid the human body to actually carry more light. And it is felt that all is ready, at least ready enough for phase one. So we will begin the opening and unfolding of the lotus grid within each individual who agrees to this initiation simultaneously. And that's what he was saying. We do the celebrations. We started in September of 06, and then 777, 888, 999, 10, 11, 11, 11. We have very specific celebrations worldwide. And he just said to me, will you tell them, sacred voice for the light, it is time. And that's how the Lotus Grid opening actually occurred. I heard it in February, got the website up and running by April or May or whatever. We had our first Lotus Grid opening in September, and you can really look around and see it happening for everyone. It's such a powerful thing. This, the beauty of the lotus flower unfolding, and even the action of it. You know, here on the earth, talking about being grounded, things happen step by step, over and over, and consistently, don't we? That's how we learn. We do things over and over and over. And that's how the lotus grid is unfolding, too, in beautiful harmony with what's already here on the earth. It would be like, instead of being worried about the earth energy being, rote or things happening over and over and, oh, how boring that is, instead, we turn that around and use it for the light and go, hey, step by step, we're unfolding our own pure love, our own pure essence, our own pure truth, and especially the destiny vibration of our essential self gets a chance to come out. That's what I think happened when Metatron started talking about destiny designations, and he began to call me sacred voice for the light. And it took me a number of months to begin to understand. You know, you think, oh, sacred voice for the light. Well, yeah, that fits. You know, I do CDs, I teach, I do readings for people.
You know, Carol, I love your CD. The CD of the Lotus Opening is a wonderful tool for meditation, and it does impart some subtle energies. I listened to it quite a few times, and I did listen to it in my car. I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do.
Right.
I was fine, and, you know, when I channel, I'm a conscious channel, so I don't normally go into trance or anything. But, you know, I thought your voice is just so soothing and captivating. Even speaking with you today, it's just a true pleasure. And I think the destiny designation that you're speaking of that Metatron gave you is perfect for you.
Absolutely. Well, I've learned a lot more about it. You know, just hearing the words is so wonderful, but also, you know, when you really start investigating and feeling and asking questions inside, what does this really mean? Metatron reminded me that, you know, in the other dimensions, your voice is considered to be all of your expression, not just the voice, you know, what we call voice, but attitudinally, how you relate to life, even on your breath. They consider your breath to be part of your voice. So, when, you know, your voice is like when you're channeling lyrics or when you're speaking with people, when you're laughing, when you're talking to people about ball games or whatever. You know, I think it's just so valuable for us to really get it, that
your voice,
we channel,
is really your vibration is what
it is. It is.
Signature vibration, because the way that I quote-unquote hear from spirit from the other side such as people from like Diana or John, is that I don't actually hear a little voice. No,
it's
spiritually transmitted in thought, but there's a distinctive quality. For instance, the way Diana speaks to me, that is so much in her character. The words that flow through me are her words because they have her signature energy vibration on them. And, you know, it's just the same way with you. And so with Metatron, and I have to say that I feel his awesome presence as we're doing this interview.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's so big. He's so much bigger and different than the other archangels.
I know it. One of the things that came up when I was writing the book, there's a chapter, you know, on the angels we all have, like the guardian angel in your body, Deva, and all of that.
Yeah, that was a great chapter.
And then there's a chapter on the big five, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Metatron. And I thought it was so interesting because as I was writing that, I felt that bigness that you're talking about. And all of the beings on the other side started chanting, Papa, Papa. And that's how I knew to write that he's often called Papa, that he carries like that big father energy for a lot of people on both sides, you know. And I'll tell you, this is what I thought was so interesting this time. The first time we did the Lotus Grid opening, I don't think you've heard that CD, but Metatron really brought in an infusion energy that was helping all of us to begin to release the memory of suffering. He brought in a possibility vibration to help us not just, it's not that it would change what happened, but to start to release the negative effect of the memory of suffering. Well, this year when he came forward, he brought in a vibration of discernment to assist us with making choices. But also, the other thing that happened that I didn't know was going to happen in advance, it just sort of happened because there were so many humans involved. In all of July, you know, we had so many consciousness-opening things happen.
Well, because of the firing of the grid and so many other things going on.
Oh, my goodness, and
really close to Lotus opening, wasn't it?
Yes, the Lotus was on the 7th, the grid was the 17th. There was also, of course, that wonderful concert that went, you know, that was global and all of that stuff. So he talked to me about how he was linking the third and the fourth eye and bringing us an energetic of harmonizing between, now the third eye everybody knows about in the front of the face, it's where we receive intuitive information, mainly that's related to other people and how we help other people. But the fourth eye, which only opened about 5 years ago in humans, is in the back of the head directly opposite the third eye. And it's actually where you receive eighth dimensional and above information relating to your own evolution. So when he began to link and harmonize, you know, have those two energies of the third and fourth eye begin to dance together and move like the breath, oh, my goodness, that's what I think is so empowering. And I remembered he asked me before we started the show to just remember to say out loud to everyone, there's so much information and energy moving through us that, you know, strengthening our own sense of our connection to Source is probably the most important thing. And so I forget which chapter it's in. Fourth or fifth in the book, where the beings actually talk about learning how to go to the center of your being. And it's a really simple thing to hold an intention to stand in the center of the being, take a breath, and just allow yourself to go there. The center of the being is that place in each of us where there's no judgment, no attachment to the outcome. And so it is the most incredible place from which to ask questions, to make our choices, and even to just sit and relax and go, oh, yeah, I remember this. This is what it's like to sit in God's arms and just be there. Just be, you know. It's so important for us to take time to do that these days because there's so much input. And even in individuals like, say, you or me, boy, if once you ever, quote-unquote, start channeling, then Oh, my goodness. The beings have so much to say that it's hard to stop it.
Oh, I am just overwhelmed with of requests for projects that I get from the other side. But
you
my projects remain John Lennon's lyrics and Princess Diana's weekly message and the book that I created with her. But, you know, I could go on ad infinitum about different angels that I've spoken with and now Saint Germain coming in and my Ascension study group, and it just goes on and on. And, yeah, once you start talking to spirit and you know how to do it correctly, you know, you're going to just establish this connection. And it's like you say, it becomes an everyday process of having these extra friends on the other side to consult with about decisions, choices, and picking up on their healing energies. And it's such a wonderful blessing. It's such a blessing to the world that these energy centers that Metatron refers to as the Lotus Grid are opening, and so many people are open now to the work of angels, the work of
spirits
on the other side stepping in.
Right.
It's like the dimensions are kind of thinning.
It's true, you know, because if we want to talk about creating heaven on earth or things that may happen to the earth where we would maybe even go in and experience a life in some other dimension or in our light body or whatever, you know, there's lots of opinions of what's coming. And so the beings really talk to me so much about being here now, you know, like Eckhart Tolle talks about be here now and stay in the now, stay in the moment. We do two things at once. I'm such a Gemini, but I think everybody's being asked to be a Gemini, you know, to do two things at one time, and that is to, of course, fall in love with the physical, know about the physical, live in the physical, you know, stop at the stoplights and pay your mortgage and, you know, be happy going bowling and washing dishes and doing all the things that we do in regular life, as well as knowing and remembering you are, you know, it's not just a maybe or a concept that you're a being of light or that you're part of God, a piece of God, or that you're, you know, a light being. It's the actual, you know, everyday moment-to-moment truth. And to feel those feelings while you're also feeling the beauty of the planet and integrating the love that we have for the earth and one another and our jobs and et cetera, you know, that's what being grounded seems to really be about, is actually falling in love with what's here now. Because you know how...
I think that's wonderful. It's such a positive message. And, you know, I can completely grasp what you're saying because it seems like, even speaking personally for myself, that my life has, you know, gotten so much better since I made my connections to spirit, and that having this extra dimension with the extra-dimensional beings is a phenomenon that a lot of people still look at and they go, oh, boy, you know, what is she talking about? Because they haven't had the experience. But more and more people, especially our listeners, are opening up to these possibilities, and generally speaking, it just makes you feel happy all the time to know that you are loved and surrounded by supportive, loving spirit guides and angels, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that it's one of the things that, you know, we've missed for such a long time. As I'm writing my second book called In My Dreams, I'm getting a chance to spend a lot of time in the other dimensions because the book is actually a story about, you know, what goes on in this dimension in one chapter when this girl goes into a coma and all of the people care about her and whatever. And then the very next chapter goes into what she's experiencing as a soul in a light body in the other dimension while her physical body is in a coma on this side. And it goes back and forth, and it's just a great story, but I'm having so much fun experiencing the things that are happening on the earth, you know, in the book, from the point of view of the other side. And it's wonderful because one of the things that comes up is how as humans, as soon as we get down in the body, we forget, you know, how connected we all are. So I think one of the miracles that's going on now with everybody, quote-unquote, channeling and receiving information, sometimes, I mean, the information is very important, but the experience of the connection with the beings on the other side, we're trying to dispel the fear of death. We're trying to encourage creativity and assist everyone in just remembering, you know, their own essential light. And not just remembering it, but remembering how valuable it is. It's one of the things beings tell me all the time is that it matters more that it's you who's doing something than what it is you're doing. So that's what allows me to be able to say, oh, I can bring bliss to washing dishes, you know. So I'm being, you know, the dishes are being washed by me as my blissful self, just like the meditation might be being done by my blissful self. Do you see what I mean?
Wow.
That we can really claim our value and feel it and live it moment by moment. It's not just based on what we do or who we know or how much money we make or how skinny we are. You know. So I think part of what's trying to happen is for us to really attune to the feeling, to stay in our essential true self while we're in a body and not get so distracted by, you know, a lot of the physical plane distracting things, the old definitions of what's
important.
Yeah,
well, you know, the whole thing of the material mindset, you know, which is so fixated on jobs and things and cars,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that whole thing, a lot of people have come to question that, at least. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of people are moving into working with other dimensions and honing in on their own intuitive abilities, however they may experience that. And for each person, it's a little different. But I want to go back to that one point you were making, Carol, about visiting the other dimensions and knowing what's going on in the light body. And if you could define, you know, a little bit more about the light body and the etheric body and all that you know, because you seem to be an expert on these higher dimensions. And, you know, and then maybe we'll also breach the subject of what happens in 2012 and what you have from the angels on that. But first, I'd like to address the idea of the light body and accessing these other dimensions and how you see from these other perspectives. This is most interesting.
Okay, sure. One of the things that happened to me when I was 33, actually, Archangel Michael appeared to me in person. You'll see it's described in the book, all this yummy stuff about some of my experiences. And that's in there because I think it's That's one of the things everybody wants to know. They have everybody, lots of different people have these wild experiences, and then we don't know what it means. But Archangel Michael came to visit me. That time it was as this huge, like 7-foot golden light, and he just began to speak to me and ask me if I would do my work and this, that. And I asked for help. I said, look, I've had so many lifetimes where I've gotten killed for what I know, and I don't want to do that this time. And so he presented to me, that's what he taught me, to set up figure eights of light between myself and whoever I was working with a violet, you know, a purple fleur-de-lis in the center of that figure eight.
Wow.
And Saint Germain confirmed that. So I began working, whenever I'm going to work with someone's soul, go to the other dimensions, the unconditional protection of that, where myself and the other person, each one of us are held in one of the pieces of the eight, and then there's this violet, this purple transformational flame in the center that transmutes the energy as it goes back and forth so that we wouldn't ever take on or be harmed by one another's energy. The other thing that happens, this is an incredible tool that's available to anyone.
Carol, I'm sorry. The phone cut out completely, which it does on the digital line sometimes, and I missed everything that you said. Our audience probably heard it, but I didn't hear the last couple sentences, if you wouldn't mind repeating them.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I don't know where you stopped hearing, but Archangel Michael and then Saint Germain confirmed for me one of the most powerful tools that we can use that helps us have ease in moving between the dimensions and in having protection and dealing with other people's energy is called figure eights of light. And it's important
I got that
to just
part.
Okay, so it's important to practice that, setting up figure eights of light. I ask for figure eights of light between myself and any person, place, thing, event, or idea. And so then, as the energy goes back and forth, it gets transmuted. There's no, you might observe somebody being angry or observe a past life or observe something happening, but it doesn't come into your body and negatively affect you. So that's one of the first tools that the soul attunement tools that the angels gave me back in 1983 to make it really easy. I think I came in with a gift to walk between the dimensions, because that's actually happened for me and been a normal thing for me since I was born and even before I was born. So that part was a gift.
It's a very good thing to use, this figure eight, because I'm...
The figure eight of light. The standing in the center of your being and the figure eight of light are two of the most valuable tools that the beings have given me to bring to the world to assist us in feeling safe and true. The other real tool is actually a very easy thing. It has to do with asking questions, because you know, you might hear something that's channeled, and especially if it's about yourself, we all are kind of attached to whatever the results are going to be. So you want to make sure to go to the center of your being where you're not attached. You know, at your, when you're in your light body, if you were on the other side and you were in your light body, that where the energy spins really high and it's mainly about bliss, then the light body's not attached to any outcome. It just feels bliss all the time. So down here, as soon as, here we are, these souls, and we're, you know, a light body, and then we get born and jump down into a physical body. And as soon as we get in the physical body, then what happens? We can feel everything, good, bad, and ugly. You know, we have to go by the laws of the planet, which is like gravity, you know, and that holds everything the same, gravity tries to hold everything as is. And so making progress, being open, making changes, that's something that really needs consciousness. You have to overstep, you know, you have to go over the top of gravity usually in order to do that. To make a change. That's why it's so hard. But think about that. As soon as you get down in a body, everything changes. You feel good, bad, and ugly. See, you feel the bliss, you feel angry, upset, scared, all these different feelings. And the tools that we use to talk to the beings in the other dimensions, go to the other dimensions, and feel safe while we're in this dimension to go out there into those dimensions, you know? We feel safe that we're not losing our mind, you know what I mean? We're not expanding so much or going crazy. We're not going to go out of the body to the other dimensions.
No, I've seen with novice channelers that they can begin to receive an overload of information. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. So it's really important, number one, to set some parameters and say, you know, look, let's just do this, you know, from 6 to 8 p.m. When I was young, past lives would overtake me without my permission, and I wouldn't know what was going on. And so the angels worked with me to actually build a door in my conscious awareness that says past lives on it, you know. And so that doesn't happen to me now without request, you know, without my permission. But when I was really young, I could hear people's thoughts, a smell, a person, almost anything would flip me into a past life experience. And see, that just, you know, that's the kind of thing that gets people afraid of going into the other dimensions or talking to beings, because it'll make you feel like you're going crazy while you're in human form. And I'm just saying out loud that practicing going to the center of your being and practicing with figure eights of light, practicing asking questions. If you hear a sentence, And if it makes sense to you, that's great. But it's always wonderful to say, is there another perspective on this I need to hear about? Is there more information I need to hear? Is there some other way I can understand this? To make sure that you're really hearing it right. Because I want you to think about it. You know it's true. 100 different people could channel, and there'll be 100 different versions of a story. Now,
absolutely. And you know, why I get one thing from maybe Princess Diana and a whole other thing from another guide or angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've even had messages from Archangel Michael that seem to contradict what I had from Saint Germain. Oh,
I know.
Really kind of have to use your discernment with everything.
That's why I think it's so important. That's what it was Metatron was doing this year, was infusing that discernment energy. And some of the ways that you can tell, you know, the third eye energy actually shifted from the third eye down into the solar plexus, and that's because our souls are more available to us in our body. The consciousness in individuals, there's so much of it now compared to 10 or 20 years ago, that we can feel truth. We can feel the vibration of truth. But that's why you'll hear the angels talk about, you know, when you want to know the answer to a question, the first thing they'll say is, go to the center of your being first, where you're not attached to the answer. And that's the most pure space. You want to go into that relaxed and pure space to hear. And you want to invite your questions at a generic level first, and then at a personal level to say, because a lot of times whenever I would be dealing with, you know, a client or someone who's going, gosh, this person's jealous of me, or, you know, this person's always telling lies about me. Well, the way to deal with that is first to go to the generic energy of lying, the generic energy of jealousy, and find out about that. Because it's all over the planet. It's not just in this one person that's bothering you.
Exactly.
It's everywhere.
Exactly.
And once you understand and you keep asking questions, you ask jealousy, what's going on, sweetie? What do you really need? What's behind what it looks like? And then you'll find out, oh, the jealousy energy is actually because there's no confidence, or there's a real lack of heart energy, or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? That
that's a very good way to approach it. And I know you're a very experienced reader, and you must be absolutely wonderful for readings. I mean, you know, I'm thinking.
Thank you.
Bring in that objective energy that is, in a sense, detached from the problem. See, the beauty of working with angels and what you're saying, I think, is that they see beyond the curve. They see your possibilities and potential. And
right,
they
the big picture.
Look beyond the negative in every situation and give you a positive perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the first things that Archangel Michael taught me was to begin reminding people about any experience that there's always something bigger that's trying to happen. So if you have this situation like, you know, you got fired from a job, let's say, and you're going, why did that happen to me? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not bad. Yeah, it's not happening for that reason, so you can just forget that. But there is something trying to happen. Either you're trying to learn a lesson, your soul's trying to move you on to this whole other thing in your life. There's some people who want to help you, but you haven't been vulnerable enough to let them until you get fired. Do you understand? They're talking about always taking a look to see what in the world is the soul or God or the angels trying to have happen. And it'll automatically take you into a bigger picture when you're looking at anything. Go into the center of the being, we'll do that. Asking the question, what is trying to happen here, we'll do that. And even practicing listening with the ears of your heart, you know, instead of just the ears of your face, you know. Because with the ears of your head or the ears of your face, you're going to hear somebody saying you're fired. But with the ears of your heart, you might hear your body going, oh, thank God I don't have to do that anymore. Thank God I can finally tell my truth. Thank God this. You know, you'll hear the body being.
I think what you're saying, too, is what you said in the book about the 80-20 principle, something
right.
to do that 20% of the negative things that happen really don't have anything to do with us, and it's just a situation that we have to learn to move through. You know, the tragedy, the accident, the job loss, the home loss, other things that just happen, and that really you know, maybe don't have anything to do with your karma or anything you did personally wrong. You know,
That's so true. And I tell you, this 80-20 rule, when the being started talking to me about it, is when a lot of energy is coming up around ascending and around the perfected pattern of life and achieving some perfected whatever. And the angel said to me, you need to make sure we get this, that when you're in a body and you're on the planet and you're in the third dimension and you're under the law of gravity, the perfected pattern is the 80-20 rule. That means 80% of what you do and say and think and feel and eat sets the tone for your life. It is the energy that creates your life. The other 20%, which is what you were just talking about, those negatives that just happen, they happen for everyone, and they're a fact here on this earth, and believe it or not, number one, they are part of the perfection of your life. Because we need to feel the opposites to know the bliss, don't we? We're on a planet where there's a belief in opposites, good and bad and black and white, even though the higher version of that is, you know, giving and receiving are folds of the same cloth. They appear to be different here because we appear to be in separate bodies. We appear to be separate. And we actually are. It's just that it's temporary. It's a very fluidic thing. It's not nearly as solid as our mental body believes it is. You know, our disconnect is not actually solid. We're very connected, all of us, aren't we? Sort of in this together. And if you begin to think in terms of, oh, goodness, this has happened to me, and I don't really love it. It's not my favorite thing. It's just what's happening today, and it's not forming my life, although it is in front of me. And so that means it's my job today to go through this. It's my job to stay centered while I go through this. It's my job to stay centered, you know, whether I'm viewing the Grand Canyon or looking at a car wreck. Do you see what I'm saying? Each one is just part of your perfected pattern. So you can hear in that what the beings are trying to have happen is for us as a humanity to begin to let go of judgment, to begin to replace judgment with absolute acceptance and falling in love with every piece of the journey that we make. Now, I admit, I think this is easier for the angels to say than it is for us to do, you know. So it's an ongoing journey, isn't it? That's for sure.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. We only have a couple minutes left.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Play music toward the end, so I was wondering if you could make sort of a concluding comment or statement, if you would, and include everything that you want to mention as well. Finish up your last two. I didn't mean to interrupt time.
Oh, no, my goodness. I could talk on and on. I'm so happy for the opportunity to send blessings and energy out to any and all who are listening. And I'm so happy for you to come to my website, lotusgrid.com, and look at the book, the CDs. Invite me to come to your town for book signings and classes. And love and blessings from all the dimensions and all the angels, including me.
Thank you, Carol. It's such a pleasure to speak with you, and we didn't even get to half the stuff that I wanted to discuss.
I know.
So I want to get back on the show real soon.
Yes.
Want to mention a few things, too, about my website. If this is the first time tuning into the show, you can find me online at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And there you can also see the beautiful painting of Archangel Metatron in the Ascended Masters Gallery. You can go to the art gallery. I have readings as well with Archangel Michael there on the site index. And I work with Princess Diana on issues of world peace, and I have a book with Love from Diana. And that's also available. And then I'd also like to recommend Carol's book. I think it's wonderful. And we're going to be closing out with a song. Of course, our songs are channeled from Spirit through Bob Murray. And we're going to be listening to Prelude to Savannah, which is a song that was channeled through Bob by George Harrison. And we thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet today. And we send out many blessings from the angels and all the dimensions. Thank you again, Carol, too, for joining us. It was truly
fun. You're so welcome. Thank you, Marcia. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Great to have you, hon.
I look forward to the next time.
Me too. So I hope that Seth is hearing this music request and we can get the song Prelude to Savannah going.